In Huna, the fourth principle, Manawa, states that now is the moment of power. And so on the fourth garden journey, Serge will take you through your inner sanctuary to the garden of now. Again, get in a quiet, undisturbed place. Sit back, relax, listen, and go with Serge to your personal garden of now.
I'm just going to say it again. Think of a garden that you want to go to. Enter that garden. And as best you can, see something clearly. Hear something clearly. And touch something clearly. It can be very helpful to have certain things in your garden that you go to immediately to see, to hear, and to touch. And that will help you get established in this inner garden much more quickly. And your garden has many paths leading off from it. And you're looking for the path that leads to the garden of now. The garden of now. To find that path, find the opening to that garden. Go through that opening into the garden. And what you find in that garden is all kinds of things. All kinds of things. Because this is a garden of possibilities. All kinds of possibilities relating to every part of your life. Now find one of the possibilities that looks interesting to you. It might take the form of plants or flowers or animals or objects. But find a possibility that looks interesting. Now, you don't even really have to know what the possibility is. If it looks interesting, it's important to you, and you can trust that. So you don't have to figure out in words what it means. Just find one that looks interesting. Now, as best you can, you really want to study that one. You want to give it your attention. You want to play with it or work with it. Maybe you want to decorate it, clean it, polish it, fill it with energy. Right now. And in doing that, you are making that possibility probable. With your attention, your care, your energy, your love, you're turning that possibility into a probability, something much more likely to happen. Put as much care and attention on it as you wish to. You can put all your time and attention onto one. Or if you have time, you can do more than one. But make it rich in detail as an experience. Be aware of the color, size, weight, shape, motion, texture. Be aware of everything about it that you can. And as much as you can, get excited about it. Put emotion into it. Love, high expectation, enthusiasm, anticipation, good feeling of any kind that you can generate. The more strength, the more detail, the more energy and care and love you put into it, the more probable it becomes.